From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. An Egypt Air flight that disappeared en route to Cairo from Paris has crashed into the Mediterranean Sea, but authorities have not determined if a mechanical failure or terrorist attack is to blame. French President François Hollande spoke in Paris, where he confirmed the plane with 66 people on board had crashed.
Mais nous avons aussi le devoir de tout savoir.
He said, we must ensure that we know everything on the causes of what happened. No hypothesis is ruled out or favored. He said the French government is in contact with Egyptian and Greek authorities to help in the search mission. Egypt Air said it lost contact with the Airbus A320 plane at about 2:30 a.m. Cairo time when the airliner was at an altitude of about 11,278 meters and just 16 kilometers inside Egyptian airspace. Greek Defense Minister Panos Kamenos said the plane made sudden turns and a sharp descent before disappearing from the radar. In Cairo, the aviation minister said neither a terror attack nor technical problem could be ruled out. As he spoke, relatives of those on board had gathered at the airport, anxiously awaiting news about their loved ones. China is demanding Washington immediately cease close surveillance along the country's coast following what the Pentagon described as an unsafe encounter between two Chinese fighter jets and a U.S. military plane. The Pentagon said two Chinese fighter jets intercepted a U.S. reconnaissance plane on a routine patrol Tuesday in international airspace over the South China Sea. But China said what the Pentagon announced was not true. The chairman of NATO's military committee said Wednesday that despite the uncertainty about U.S. future force numbers in Afghanistan, most NATO military chiefs say they're not planning to withdraw their forces from the war-torn country. Peter Pavel told reporters at NATO headquarters in Brussels that there was a general acknowledgement by most of the NATO allies that they would keep the same level of participation in Afghanistan. He said the decision was due to the belief that conditions were not yet met for NATO to pull out. U.S. President Barack Obama has called for U.S. forces in Afghanistan to decrease from 9,800 to about 5,500 by the end of the year. Lawyers for an Iranian-Turkish national arrested in March on charges of conspiring to evade U.S. sanctions against Iran have asked a federal court to set a $50 million bond for his release until trial. Reza Zarab is one of three people charged in what prosecutors allege was a five-year scheme involving millions of dollars in transactions on behalf of the Iranian government and businesses. Iran has been under various U.S. economic sanctions since 1979 that bar transactions involving U.S. entities and those related to Iran and its government. Former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and her sole rival for the Democratic presidential nomination, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, split two state nominating contests Tuesday, leaving her closer to clinching the nomination in 3 weeks. Clinton edged Sanders in the coal-producing state of Kentucky by about 2,000 votes. It was a margin close enough that election officials said they would not yet declare an official winner, but Clinton claimed the victory her first in May. Meanwhile, Sanders defeated her in the Pacific coastal state of Oregon. A rare vivid blue diamond experts call legendary and exceptional set a world's record Wednesday for the most expensive jewel ever auctioned. $57.6 million. The gem is named the Oppenheimer Blue after its former owner, diamond mine magnate Philip Oppenheimer. It sold at Christie's auction house in Geneva after a tense back-and-forth telephone bidding war between the two buyers. The anonymous winner of the diamond will pay $57.6 million, which will include Christie's fees and commissions. Meanwhile, our leading news story, an Egypt Air flight that disappeared en route from Cairo to Paris, has crashed into the Mediterranean Sea. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.